Well, as always, it's absolutely great for Whitstable to get all the recognition it does. It seems increasingly common, which should never be sniffed at. We're very lucky. We have a lot of people who put in a lot of good work for the town. Obviously, in this instance, we've got those who organise the Oyster Festival. But I think we should also remember the traders who, of course, put in so much year-round to promote the town, and also the residents who, while they do enjoy the festival and the activities, they do sometimes have to put up with a little bit more traffic and crowds of people on the streets than they would normally.
And also, so are you familiar with Lonely Planet guides yourself?
Yeah, I mean, they're very, it's very impressive. I mean, it is a prestigious publication to get into, which is great. To get recognition at that level of something that people do read and do take into consideration when they choose to visit different places.
And so do you think, because it's, you know, such a reputable publication, do you think that will have a significant impact? Like obviously tourism's already pretty, you know, good in Whitstable. Do you think it could make it even better?
Well, it can't be. It can't do it any bad, of course. But I do, of course, worry sometimes that Whitstable's almost at saturation points in the key season. So, especially as we have had this year, lots of confusion about the roadworks coming down from the M2 and everything. So, I think once again, the more popular Whitstable keeps getting year on year, week on week almost, we've got to have a bigger push for more sustainable transport, encourage people to use public transport and things like that, because, you know, going back to the old days of people all get piling in their cars and coming down, it just really isn't something we need going forward, because we're running out of space almost. There's only so many people you can take in a town, and there's only so many people who can shop in the shops and eat in the cafes at the same time. So yeah.
In terms of the Oyster Festival itself, what do you think makes it stand out so much? That it's been sort of ranked so highly in the guide.
Well, I think it's because, I mean, the Oyster Festival's been around in many different guises now for a good few years. It's changed, it's evolved, as these things do. But it's become something that happens at a, you know, broadly similar time every year. It's great that it happens the first weekend after the schools break up. I think that's a huge boost because it's before people disappear on holiday and things. And of course, Whitstable and oysters is something that's gone back since Roman times, thousands of years. And you know, despite all the modern things that you get these days, there is still that proper tradition to it, dating back so far. And I think people like that. And I think especially when people want more and more to learn more about the history and heritage of their own country, rather than, you know, always flying around the world to different places, they like to see what's actually just down the road for them, or even on their own doorstep, and learn about it that way.